Welcome to the Glacial Multimedia Podcast Series. The Glacial Multimedia Podcast Series is dedicated to providing internet marketing education to physicians for better business development and overall patient communication.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to Glacial Multimedia's podcast series. My name is Daryl. I'll be your lovely host and moderator once again. Great panel here to talk about post-ASCRS. We went to the conference. We enjoyed it. It was a wonderful time. To my left, we have...
Spencer, paid search director.
And then to his left, we have...
Hannah Witten, director of client services.
I always find directions are awesome on a podcast because people, of course, can't see. So... we're here to talk about the ASCRS convention 2017. It's in the books. I think we did a really, really good job overall, but I thought what we'd kind of start talking about is just what we did the prior one, what were we expecting to have happened, how accurate were we in our predictions. I think we were a little off, but that's just me. So just going around the room, just a couple quick seconds about either a favorite moment or some of the things you were surprised by at the event itself.
Yeah, actually, it's not really ASCRS, but it was my first year at AMOU, and I thought that that was really, really educational. I actually skipped out on sitting at the booth for part of the morning and went to a couple of the events. I've heard Michael King and Nick Sedaris speak before, but it's always great to hear them in person. They both touched on a lot of the same topics, how to properly market, how to handle social media, keeping leads warm, those kinds of things.
And you, sir?
Well, I get to come in a little bit late.
You missed
my first
party.
Full day was Sunday, but certainly the reason I was there was the Google event,
yes.
which seemed to go off without a hitch. Got some pretty good feedback from that, so I was excited to go in there with Google and do that co-presentation and have that panel of experts, including Michael King and Nick Sedaris, and... get that off our plate, and everything seemed to go pretty well.
That was definitely, when we'll kind of dive into the event itself here in a little bit, but just even having the Google rep Candace in the booth, she was a hot commodity. People wanted to sit down and talk with her for as long as they could.
Yeah, it turns out Google is pretty cool, I guess. I never would have guessed that, but certainly having her at our booth the day following brought a lot of attention, and she was able to answer a lot of really complicated questions.
So let's talk about the party real briefly. We always throw the party on Friday night. I ended up arriving late. You were there from the beginning.
Yep.
That one to me is always kind of fun. It's relaxed. It's a little bit business, but it's mostly just kind of casual, catching up with people you haven't seen or talked to in a little while. I'm assuming you had a grand old time?
Yep. I had a great time. It was fun. It was nice to meet a couple of people kind of outside of office space.
Right.
But we work on the phone, so the other... kind of problem with the party is no name tags,
right.
No idea who anyone is. So it's just kind of milling about, hi, I'm Hannah.
Who are you?
Do I work with you?
We should probably mention it was a co-sponsored event. There were 8 or 9 other companies that were doing it with us. So you're right. You never know exactly whether it's a client of ours, client of somebody else's. And obviously with the people that we throw that with, we have a lot of mutual clients.
Absolutely.
So that works out well. And they're partners of ours. So party went off without a hitch. Glad everybody that was able to come did, so that was great. And then, of course, event starts bright and early Saturday morning. For me, the one thing that I always love about it, and we talked about this before, but it's the face-to-face time that we actually get to have with the clients. And Saturday usually tends to be a little bit slower. Sunday and Monday definitely pick up a lot more. But we met a lot of new people, and it was great to reconnect with people that we've just done nothing but talk on the phone with for a little while. So that for me was a pretty cool thing.
Same days.
Yeah, it's definitely nice
same
to.
Days.
Yeah, Daryl hates.
On a podcast.
Daryl hates whatever you want to call it, abbreviations. If that could count as abbreviation. But certainly putting a name to a face is probably the best part about going to ASCRS.
I always like and to me it's always just kind of amusing, the friends that we have that don't necessarily stop by to talk business. They just stop by to hang out for 15, 20 minutes. And it's the same crew every year, and that's always a pleasure. So what were some of the things that you found yourself having the conversations of over and over again this time? For me, obviously, I was talking a lot about the reputation management, the online reviews, things like that. But was there anything that surprised you that you found yourself repeating over and over again or talking about often?
I think that landing pages just became a hot topic after people heard Michael King talk. So, I mean, we made that landing page, so that was great to kind of show that off. And it went hand in hand with it was a heavy paid search conversation this weekend. And I'm not sure if that's just because of the advertising for our event or if it really is just taking off in general.
A lot on a lot of people's minds, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, landing pages are certainly a surprise for me. We've been making landing pages for 4 or 5 years
now. Good ones too.
And, you know, so this has been a talk of a conversation for us for ages. But the fact that this was kind of a primary talking point was a surprise, but definitely a good surprise.
Yeah, I think the conversation very quickly went away from the cost of building a landing page to the necessity and the why of a landing page and
value.
The effective. Yeah, absolutely. And so I think once those conversations started, then it was easier to free up and actually have a genuine conversation about the importance of them.
Absolutely.
All right, so event goes on for 3 days. Of course, Sunday night we have the big, big event, the thing that we're all looking forward to, the thing that Spencer was slightly nervous about, but not hugely so. And that, of course, was the co-sponsored event with Google. That went off without a hitch. I got to say, I was really, really impressed with A, you, Spencer. You did a fantastic job.
Yes.
But B, I think as a team, we also were able to pull that off and do all the little things necessary to make sure that it went off without a hitch. So that was a huge success. And we got a lot of feedback from
that. We did a great job. I was really proud of the whole team. Spencer did an amazing job emceeing.
Sure.
Is that what it's called?
Yep. Hosting. You never did come up with a rap name, by the way.
No, I didn't.
Hosting the event. Yeah, you did a great job. Kind of kept everyone on topic.
Yep.
Kept the questions flowing at the end. That was really great.
Yeah, I mean, definitely thanks to a lot of people here at Glacial to make that run smoothly. And certainly to have Google be there was huge. I think it's a huge value for the people there. And it was cool for us to be able to hang out and do that co-presentation again. But yeah, maybe a little bit anxious. I guess you could say that. It's kind of my sole purpose for being there, even though I did hang out at the booth on Sunday and Monday.
Yep.
I got to meet a lot of great people, but certainly glad to have been able to do that event and have it go smoothly and get a lot of positive feedback.
And let's talk for a quick second about the rep that actually came over, Candace. She was spot on, man. I don't think we could have asked for a better person to come in and not only give the presentation, but be able to go with the ebb and flow of being in the booth for the following day. She handled it brilliantly. You can tell why they sent her out to these events, and she was amazing.
Yeah, she was awesome.
She made herself a Glacial employee for a day.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
She was answering questions for Daryl when he wasn't around, and she was talking up landing pages and a lot of our services that have nothing to do with paid search just to fill the void when the correct employee wasn't available. So the fact that she could do that alone speaks volumes to her, but of course she's extremely knowledgeable about paid search, and she was great talking one-on-one with a lot of our clients.
One of the things that was interesting for me to watch is, of course, Spencer, you have, and Hannah, you as well, have conversations about things like budget and the effectiveness and why you need to increase your budget. But when it comes from Google, there's that little mystique that happens. No, you really need to be spending $4,000 a month, even though, Spencer, you may have mentioned that 3 times to the same person. Suddenly it's like, oh, okay, yeah, absolutely, I will. Just because it's Google and a representative, I think, just carries so much more weight.
That's absolutely true, and I think that goes back to the landing pages thing.
Yep.
We've been selling these for years. They work really, really well. We've been saying that. We've had podcasts on it. But the second people heard Candace talk about it, they all of a sudden they wanted it. So I definitely think the weight of the name Google goes a long way.
I think it like let everyone like be a nerd for a little while, though. Like, I thought
I
it was so cool.
I certainly nerded out. So
yeah.
We should probably also give shout-outs to the other panelists who were there who'd stepped up and did a really, really good job. And the panelists that you invited chose, I thought they were a great mix of people. They all were essentially coming from very similar places, but vastly different approaches to that similar place.
Yeah, Mike had a big role in picking out those panelists. And the idea was really to pick some pretty well-known industry experts with their different strengths. Of course, we had Mike Malley, Michael King, Nick Sedaris, and Christine Lapointe. They all have their different strengths. So tried to tailor questions to each of those individual strengths and get kind of a well-rounded picture to go along with what Google and myself were presenting that day.
And I thought they did a great, great job. And you're absolutely right. I mean, some of them were softball. Some of them were softball questions, but not all of them. I mean, there were some like, okay, explain why you do it in the fashion that you do it and explain the relevance of it. And I thought they handled it brilliantly.
Yeah, I mean, there's no correct answer for
correct,
a lot of
yeah.
what we do. So part of the point of this was to get people thinking a little bit and looking at the numbers and trying to make decisions based on those metrics rather than gut feelings. And just because I tell you that I think you should be working on weekday or advertising during the day on weekdays doesn't mean that's 100% accurate for every single location. Right. And looking at the numbers is going to tell you a lot.
Cool. The venue was awesome. I actually liked it. I thought the room was almost the perfect size for everything that was going around. Of course, it probably helped.
The waiters, were phenomenal with the margarita deliveries.
I don't think there was a moment that there wasn't a margarita tray going on.
Yeah, I didn't get to partake very much. I didn't get to try the guac or the salsa.
The guac was good. That was the biggest bowl of guac I've ever seen.
They were very strong margaritas, though. I can vouch for that.
Yes. All right, so the Google event went off brilliantly. I think it kind of helps solidify our position as a leader in this kind of area. And, again, Spencer, a lot of that goes right firmly at your feet. And so that was really nice to see that somebody that we work with closely, Google, was able to step up and say, no, these guys know what they're doing, and it's important for you to pay attention to them, and I'm basically here just to support and reinforce the things they've been telling you guys all forever. So that was really, really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then we had Candace hanging out the next day for all day long. She was the belle of the ball. She was the hit of the party. Everybody wanted to talk with her, and again, she handled that brilliantly. And then was kind of just a wrap-up. We were done, and away it went. Anything that you guys, any, like, single memorable conversation you had or new person you met that you just were so excited to meet that you never had?
I just thought it was really cool that Candace put together the competitive analysis for Montgomery Eye Physicians. And it was something that was pre-planned, so she had known that they were going to stop by the whole weekend, but I just didn't realize, I guess, how much information she has access to.
Yes.
and how much better our campaigns are than other people's. So I just thought that was really neat to kind of get the insider scoop on how our campaigns perform.
Yeah, she had this super secret access where she could look up pretty much anything AdWords related at any moment in time, which of course is very helpful.
It's that Google magic.
Anything else that you guys noticed, wanted to talk about? I think we were fairly accurate in our predictions with the exception of the landing page. That one I think kind of took us all a little bit by surprise. But the rest of the stuff was exactly what we're expecting. It was review conversations. It was definitely let's go through your website, point out why you need that, why SEO is important, all the services, etc.
I think the food trucks were a nice touch this year.
Never got to go to one.
They were good.
They were.
You missed out.
They're very expensive, very much LA prices.
Oh, yeah.
But it was definitely better than eating cafeteria food.
Eating real food when you're standing all day.
Yeah, and I definitely got to give a shout out to my teammates here. I was, again, only there for 2 days, and I was exhausted. So the fact that they did it 3-4 days is very impressive, and it requires quite a bit of stamina.
Yeah, it really, really does. My legs were killing me by the end of the time, but minor complaint.
He's just an old man, so.
I am an old man. I'm a grumpus. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, I'm really proud of us all once again. Thought we pulled off a great, great event. Had a great show. And so looking forward to next year.
Same days.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Glacial Multimedia Podcast Series. For more information in regards to future podcasts or services discussed, please visit www.glacial.com or call us at 207-878-5900.